Welcome back once again to the Warren County Radio Bible School, and we are glad that you are here. Go get your Bible and turn to that familiar passage found at the very end of the book of Matthew. This is a passage often called the Great Commission, Matthew 28, verses 16 through 20, where it says the 11 disciples went into Galilee into the mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came to them and spake to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. We're going to study in detail that passage in just a moment. While you're turning there, just see it in your own Bible. Now, that's the very last of the book of Matthew. Get your own Bible and read it for yourself. Don't just trust the preacher. Check him out. See what your Bible says. And while you're doing that, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we're studying a Sunday school lesson that was written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of November the 25th, 1923, about how that Christians are called to be missionaries. Now notice our text, where Jesus told them to go into Galilee, to the place he had appointed them on that mount, and that they saw him there and worshipped him. And we were studying in our last class how this was not the first appearance to Jesus. We read about how Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene in Mark chapter 16 and verse 9, and then how he appeared with Mary and others that had been at the tomb in Matthew 28, 19 through 10, others of the women. How that he had appeared to Peter alone in Luke chapter 24 and verse 34. And how he had been walking on the road to Emmaus with two that were going there and appeared unto them in Luke 24, 13 through 35. And now how he had appeared to his apostles in Jerusalem with all of there but Thomas, who was absent. And I want to read that account to you again in John 20, 19 through 24. But I want to remind you that these appearances of Jesus, he appeared unto them, as it says in the book of Acts, chapter 1, with many infallible proofs. They were not imagining these things. Mary Magdalene knew Jesus. When they reached down to hold him, they took hold of his feet. When he was walking on the road to Emmaus and sat down with them, he broke the bread. It was real bread. He really broke, and those crumbs of those bread and those pieces would have been lying there at their table and on their plate when he vanished from them. An imagination cannot do such things. And then when he appears to his apostles in Jerusalem, they see the prints in his hands and his feet where he had been crucified. Let me read this to you from John 20, verses 19 through 25. When therefore it was evening, on that day, the first day of the week, and when the doors were shut where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, Peace be unto you. And when he had said this, he showed unto them his hands and his side. The disciples therefore were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus therefore said to them again, Peace be unto you. As the Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, Receive ye the Holy Spirit. Whosoever sins ye forgive, they are forgiven unto them. Whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said, Except I see his hands, the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand in his side, I will not believe. I want you to notice that when the apostles saw Jesus, they were able to see where the impression was made in his hands and his feet, so that they could be sure that this was Jesus. But then we read that Thomas was a present with them at another appearance. Beginning in John chapter 20, verses 26 through 29. And I want you to note the impression this made on Thomas. It says in John 20, 26 and 29, And after 8 days again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Jesus cometh, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then said he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and see my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and put it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. Thomas answered and said unto them, My Lord and my God. Jesus said unto him, Because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet had believed. Those impressions that were left in his hands, and that hole in his side that Thomas could place his hand, is part of the infallible proof that Jesus rose from the dead. And then the apostles went into Galilee, and Peter had gone fishing. And Jesus appeared to them when they were at the Sea of Tiberias. This is found in the last part of the book of John. And I'm turning there in my Bible because I think I will simply read that whole chapter about Jesus meeting his apostles by the sea. Let me get there as you hear these pages turning. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and then John 21. And verse 1. And after these things Jesus manifested himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And he manifested himself on this wise. There were together Simon Peter, and Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter said unto them, I go a-fishing. And they said unto him, We also come with thee. And they went forth and entered into the boat. And that night they took nothing. But the day was now breaking. Jesus stood on the beach, yet the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus therefore said unto them, Children, have you aught to eat? And they answered him, No. He said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of the fishes. That disciple therefore whom Jesus loved said to Peter, It is the Lord. And when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his coat about him, for he was naked, and he cast himself into the sea. But the other disciples came in the little boat, for they were not far from the land, but about 200 cubits off, dragging the net full of fishes. So when they got out upon the land, they see a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. Jesus said unto them, Bring of the fish which ye have now taken. Simon Peter therefore went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. For all there were so many, the net was not rent. Jesus said unto them, Come and break your fast. And none of the disciples durst inquire of him, Who art thou, knowing that it was the Lord? Jesus cometh and taketh the bread and giveth them, and the fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus was manifested to the disciples after that he was risen from the dead. So when they had broken their fast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, lovest thou me more than these? He said unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, Feed my lambs. He said unto him a second time, Simon, son of John, lovest thou me? He said unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, Tend my sheep. He said unto him the third time, Simon, son of John, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, Feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself, and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee, and shall carry thee where thou wouldest not. Now this he spake, signifying by what manner of death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said unto him, Follow me. Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved following, who also leaned back on his breast at the supper, and said, Lord, who is he that bewrayeth thee? Jesus, therefore, seeing him, said to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? Jesus said unto him, If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. This saying, therefore, went forth among the brethren, that the disciple should not die. Yet Jesus said not unto him that he should not die, but If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? This is the disciple that beareth witness of these things, and wrote these things, and we know that his witness is true. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, which if they should be written every one, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that are written therein. And so there's a detailed account. You know, it's an infallible proof. Jesus was standing there, and he had a fire. It was a real fire. And he had bread, and it was real bread. And they had fish, and they had real fish. And they really ate that fish. It really was Jesus risen from the dead. And they were not deceived, for they knew him. And it serves as an infallible proof. There's another time when he met his apostles in the mountain of Galilee, and that's what we've been studying in our text in Matthew chapter 28:16-20. The 11 disciples went into Galilee, into the mountain where Jesus had appointed them, and when they saw him, they worshipped him. But some doubted. It's interesting that they said some doubted. They just could not hardly accept and believe that it really was he. And perhaps there, initially, they were seeing him from afar off. But it was, and that's when he gave them that great commission. There's another appearance we read of in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 in verse 6, where he appeared unto 500 at once. Now, this may have been that same appearance where he was appearing with them in the mountain in Galilee. It says in 1 Corinthians 15:6-7, that he appeared to Cephas, which we have read about, then to the 12, as we have read 3 times. Then he appeared to above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remaineth unto now, but some are fallen asleep. And then he appeared to James, and then to all the apostles. So there's another appearance there of James. It's interesting that he appeared unto such a multitude. 500. And at the time that Paul was writing this letter to the Corinthians, some of them were still alive. If anyone doubted, they could go check with those witnesses. They had appeared with many infallible proofs. And then we see how he had appeared to James only.